Hello and welcome to URN Touchdown, a bit of a rushed episode due to a big sticky wickets coming out this week, all about the 100. We've had an over the trend, so I'm a bit busy. Jake has launched a new podcast, so we'll be a bit busy this week. But there's plenty to talk about in the NFL. Jake joins me to my right. Jake, how are you?
I'm doing all right, thank you very much, Dom. And I'm not the only person joining Dom this week. On Dom's left, we have the wonderful Mr. Ben Miller, Head of News.
Hello, how are you both?
I'm good. Now, you're our first guest of the year, Ben.
Yes.
NFL. Mm-hmm. Thoughts, feelings, emotions.
Ah, well, you see, I believe it is the National Football League.
It is.
Correct? Yes. Now, I might make for an interesting guest on the simple basis that I know nothing about sports.
Nothing about sports. You're nothing. The perfect blank canvas, you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. You can perfect. Paint me however you wish.
Oh, stop it.
Wow, this is getting weird. Okay, have you ever been to America? Because we're going to pick you, an NFL franchise to support, and you're going to follow it and come back later on in the year. And have you followed it? Have you enjoyed it? Do you just like their kits? We're going to try and find a team for you. Now, you are the head of URN News this year. Quite exciting new host. You're going to be the Roger Goodell. That's one for the NFL fans. What are you going to do this year with the Pulse?
With the Pulse? Well, I've got some exciting ideas. We've got collaborations on the go with NSTV and Impact.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, just to give you listeners a little sort of insight, we've got something in the works called The Scoop, which will be a monthly roundup of all of our best content that we produce. But in terms of just keeping it good, keeping it URN, making sure we still have interesting stories, good panels, good chat, just bringing the stories to the people.
Lovely stuff. Where can people listen to The Pulse specifically? Because that's almost like the sort of headline show. It's the prime time, isn't it?
Well, it's the best of news, you might say. Well, people can listen rather boringly on our website, urn1350.net, using our live stream every weekday, 5 till 6. We also have highlights that go out onto our Twitter feed and onto our website and Audioboom and Spotify and all of the services that we are on. But I think the personal most exciting way to listen is by asking your Alexa.
Can you do that?
Yes. You can indeed.
You can. Wow.
So you say, Alexa, play URN or University Radio Nottingham. It will.
It wonderful. Knows. Alexa, play University Radio Nottingham.
This is URN.
We've absolutely caused problems across millions of households. So I'm going to ask a bit more. I'm going to ask a professional question. Hugh Edwards, think who's the one? Who's the grumpy one who does question of universities? University challenge. Who does that? Jeremy Paxman. I'll be him. Mr. Ben Meller.
Hello.
Could the government or the monarchy create less content for you to talk about? Because it seems you've got an absolute plethora of things to talk about.
Well, I must say, they always say, do not wish to live in exciting times. And unfortunately, we are currently in exciting times, which is a goldmine for producing content. But I do wish there was an awful lot less of it.
Yes.
The monarchy at the moment, I mean, that's sort of dried up a bit now in the sense that, the Queen's passing has happened, the mourning period's over.
But the coronation next year, something to look forward to.
Hopefully it's at the start of next year so that I can still cover it in my capacity of head of news at URN. But in terms of other royal news, the Royal Cypher has recently been released, boring stuff like that. But do I even get started on the government?
There's bigger messes in the NFL, is all I'll say, and that's all you need to know.
That's surprising.
Yeah. So NFL, bar being called the National Football League, what is your impression of it? What's your thoughts on it? Where do you stand? Is it okay to say absolutely nothing? It's absolutely fine.
It's okay. Well, I just dislike that the Americans use football wrong.
Yes. Now, the ball used to be a foot long.
I mean, all right, I can give them a pass for that.
So I quite like that. So now, I do agree they don't use the foot as much as you'd like, but they do kick it and punt it in the NFL.
I didn't know kicking was allowed in American football.
So not in the same way as rugby, but in a similar way to rugby. So you get 4 chances to get 10 yards. Sorry for the NFL fans who are just rolling their eyes. Yes, we know it. We know you know it. I'm sorry.
But
for the new fans, we need to get new fans. You get 4 chances to get 10 yards. If you don't get those 10 yards, you punt the ball or kick it. So a punter is just like a rugby ball. You absolutely hit it as far as you can, just away from your end zone / goal.
Okay.
So that's a punter. A kicker is like a conversion in rugby trying to get it over the posts. So that's, you could kick. I can imagine you being quite a calm, level-headed kicker, which you need to be. So I think that might be your one role. What do you do any exercise? What's your vibe?
I do exercise at the gym. You know, I go there, do a bit of cardio, a bit of running.
Big boy.
A bit of weight training now.
Weight training, here we go.
There we go.
So where can we put, Jake, where are you thinking we put Ben on the NFL?
I can see him as a running back.
See, I've got, no, he's a cornerback. Because it intercepts the news's biggest problems and he discusses them. This is good radio.
That's very good. Very good podcasting.
Have you ever been to America?
Yes.
Where have you been?
Florida.
Okay.
Well, he can't have the Dolphins.
Yeah, I've got too many people on the Dolphins. Did you enjoy Florida?
Yes. Well, I went when I was very young. Probably when I was sort of about 7 or 8, that sort of age.
Whereabouts?
Went to Orlando for Disneyland.
We're not having a Tampa Bay fan. Okay. What are your favourite colours? Do you have any favourite animals?
Favourite colours? Well, I suppose it's sort of a bit of shoe-in, being at URN, but purple, definitely.
Ooh, it's good purple.
Love a good bit of orange. Again.
Ooh, okay. There's a few choices. Well, what are your views on men with ponytails?
Ooh, in terms of...
What are your views here?
And long mustaches. Because I've got a team for you.
I know which one you're doing. I would have said the same. I'm not having the other purple team.
No.
I find long mustaches rather goofy, so I quite enjoy. Ponytails, you know, I'm a bit mixed on. Depends on the person. Depends how they model it, I would say.
Okay. I think it's modelled quite well.
Yeah. Have you been to Norway or a Scandinavian country?
Or would you like to?
Would you like to?
I do have two friends from Norway.
Do you like Scandinavian culture? Or the view of it that you have, is it an appealing view?
I do enjoy IKEA meatballs.
Perfect, he's the one.
Right, congratulations, you're now a Minnesota Vikings fan. So yeah, how does that make you feel?
I know that Minnesota is a very snowy place because it's in the north. So
also,
US.
Very small fizzy drinks.
Sorry?
Yeah, they've got really small fizzy drinks there.
Well, that is
loads of mini soda.
That's good.
Oh. That's the second bad joke you've done today. So we're going to show you the logo now. Can you describe it to the listener, please?
Well, listener, we have a rather stereotypical looking Viking figure. Imagine someone called Bjorn.
He's at Bjorn, isn't he? He's a big boy.
He's a Bjorn. Yeah. He's an Eric with a K, not a C.
Mm. Truly. He's got flowing, luscious blonde locks, you might say, braided as well. Mm.
So the minute of the segment is back. And for the second week running, I am physically shaking after that Dolphins win.
I think Movember might have a few of those.
Just unreal defensive work. Really good Tua performance. The Bills are a really good team. Yeah. And to be 3-0, leading the AFC East is a fantastic position for us to be in. Really shows a lot of strength. Waddle and Hill performed so well again. Tua really allowing them to be themselves. The defense, Melvin Ingram, what a player he has been. Got, I think, 2-3 sacks, really put himself in and around the game. Holding on for that last minute shows a lot of mental strength.
Ben,
and
absolutely smashed it. We'll come back to you later on in the year. So see how your beloved Vikings
stressful
do.
But fun.
Best of luck with the polls
fins
later
up
on
and
in the year.
I don't think the Jags.
Thank you
so
much, Ben,
have
for
so much fun
coming
on.
Now we'll have a brief
we'll
chat
talk more about
this
on the podcast. Go well, keep it. You're right.
Miami Dolphins to tell their my nude first reaction to the
wonderful
Bills game.
What a game!
What a ridiculous game! You jammy bunch of blooming Dolphins.
Yeah. I've never seen someone get kicked in the bum and it being a positive.
I've genuinely never seen such an incredible group of cetaceans. Mm. What a brilliant team. Yeah.
And then it's all gone wrong overnight.
You've done a Jets.
Yeah, we've
you've
done a Jets.
You lost to the Bungles.
Yeah. We have a visitor. Margot Mondays is joining us. Margot, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
How are
you guys?
Do you want a touchdown?
Welcome to touchdown.
You've got 5 minutes to tell me which NFL team I'd be.
Right, okay. This is
favourite colours.
Favourite colours.
Red and blue.
Red and blue.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Have you been?
Actually, if you want one favourite colour, it's red.
Red.
Okay,
that's possible.
That's better.
Have you been to America?
No.
Okay, we've got a completely blank slate on that front.
Would you like to go to America?
No.
Any favourite animals?
Dolphin.
We can't have another Dolphins fan because
I'm afraid I've sort of cornered that market, man. That's the sort of vibe I'd like you to have because you're very sort of relaxed and very fun and very joyous. I think the Dolphins would be a good franchise for you, but we can't have that.
What kind of weather do you like?
Kind of weather,
yeah.
Sunny weather.
Okay, I've got one in mind.
It doesn't matter if it's cold or hot.
Do you like
it's
birds?
Just got to be
do you like birds?
No. Interesting. But do you like? What's your views on birds?
What's my view on birds?
What's your view on
birds?
Depends what kind of birds it is you're talking. If you're thinking like colourful tropical birds,
yeah,
kind of pretty, kind of cool. I like those, but like Pigeons?
No, not talking pigeons.
No, not talking pigeons.
Not talking pigeons.
The New York Pigeons.
The New York Pigeons
is
my favourite franchise.
Yeah, great franchise then.
Okay, I'm going to show you an image now, and I want your honest reaction. And dear listener, please guess what NFL franchise Margot Mondays is currently looking at.
I've got to guess what this is.
Yes, can you just sort of describe it to the listener?
Okay, it's like an eagle with one of those spiky haircuts.
A mohawk.
A mohawk. It's an eagle with a mohawk, and it's got a red mohawk.
Red mohawk.
And it's got an angry face.
It does have...
You know what? That's pretty good description.
Face.
They're the Arizona Cardinals.
How do you feel about that? Nice sunny weather, warm weather.
Yeah.
Red
team. I'll go with them. They seem
and
cool.
A nice bright red bird as the mascot.
What's your view on short men who can't really throw over the defensive line?
Short men, probably not my type, but maybe that's just because I'm 5'10".
That's a valid reason.
You know what? I'm sure they're lovely people.
Right, we're going to come back to you later on in the season and see if you, Margot Mondays, are gotten into the NFL. But how can people listen to your show?
If you want to tune into It's Margot Mondays, we are back starting from Monday next week, actually.
You're excited? By any chance, you're excited?
So excited. In fact, in the It's Margot Mondays listeners don't even know yet that we're coming back on Monday.
Do they not?
No,
so this, so we have to wait for this.
This is
a scoop.
Yeah, this is a scoop.
Wow.
3 till 5, guys, tune in.
What a good time. Okay, do you play sport?
I do play a little bit of sport.
What
sports
do you play?
Netball is probably my number one. Used to play a little bit of football, a little bit of basketball.
Little football. Okay, Jake, let's discuss. I think Margot would be a great tight end. I think it'd be really good sort of defensive player. I think you've got that feisty energy that could block off a few people. I think with Margot Mondays, it's really, really strong
high
journalism.
Energy. It's very much high energy. I could see, I could cautiously
running back maybe? What's
no,
your views on being tackled?
No way. Don't tackle me.
I would not have gone with running back.
I was a defender in netball.
Defender in
actually,
cornerback. Can we have another cornerback?
Yeah, we might go cornerback.
Yeah.
Again.
So your job
go
is to
rangy.
So basically, you're catching balls for the other team. So you're stopping
you're catching
passes.
Interceptions,
yeah.
Basically.
Oh yeah.
So
you're
out wide. I love that.
Yeah.
That's basically what I do.
Yeah. And basically, perfect. Do you like just celebrating when the other team go badly, essentially? Because that's what
absolutely.
Cornerbacks do.
Perfect.
So we've got a cornerback, another cornerback.
We get the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, the Arizona Cardinals. Margot, it's been an absolute pleasure. This was completely unplanned. We're in the middle of a discussion about tight ends, and you've just come and go, energy! It's been great. You've really lifted the spirit. So thank
amazing.
You, Margot.
Amazing. Thanks. Right.
Bye.
Well,
lovely to see
I'm
you.
I'm off now.
Bye.
Lovely to see
enjoy,
you.
Guys.
See you next time
on Your End Touch.
That was unexpected.
That was out of the blue.
That was really out of the blue, and it's going to be quite bad when we talk about a man going to hospital now. Tua took a really bad injury, an awful sack, and just really hurt his neck, and it could be out for the rest of the season.
Yeah,
that's the Dolphins.
Quite a serious issue with him.
So that was Thursday night football. Jake, obviously, because you were busy working for the mic and all that, I'm not sure if you caught the game. I didn't do a post-match minute because it was 4 o'clock in the morning and I could not deal with that. Only one match, post-match minute, but we do have Jake's from the Jets last week.
I have to say, not such a success story for the New York Jets this week, with a rather disappointing display against a team who have, up until now, not won a single game and frankly looked to be quite disappointing so far. So the Cincinnati Bengals did beat the Jets, and the Jets were at home as well, so even further disappointment. I have to say, just a very shoddy game all round. Nothing compared to the absolute brilliance of the last 2 minutes of the previous game. And it feels like the Jets are too inconsistent. Today it was wildly different team to the team we saw last week. The fight wasn't there, the ability wasn't there, and frankly, it looked like the team didn't want it enough either. So overall, an abysmal display from the New York Jets.
How did it feel to lose again?
What fun. Let's be honest, it's something I'm used to as a Jets fan. So it didn't feel out of the ordinary, I'll say.
Yeah.
Losing to the Bengals was kind of at once like, oh, for goodness sake, and also, should we get in?
Yeah, let's bring Jack. We're having so many people involved in this now.
Jack Napton, welcome to URN
Touchdown.
You're
on the...
Oh my God, what?
Now, Jack, last year we got you the Kansas City Chiefs for your love for red and your Liverpool-esque sort of atmosphere. How
say,
do you...
By the way,
yeah.
That was also
also done through a mathematically unbiased game. I didn't just pick them because I knew that they were quite good.
Mm, yes, definitely, definitely. Would you be willing to maybe watch a game or a Sunday with us of NFL? We're going to try and organise. Yes.
Perfect.
A big 7 hours of commercial-free football with us and Scott Hansen. You've just called Jake in the middle of recording, which is so unprofessional for the head of station. So shame on you. Shame.
Well, I'm really sorry, but I didn't know that Jake was recording right now.
Is this out of interest? Do you guys do a podcast together?
We do.
Yeah,
we try
to plug that.
Sure, I'd love to plug that, considering that's what this email is about. Jake, I was just letting you know that I've drafted an email to the Amazon, and I've CC'd in the podcast email as well.
Perfect, lovely stuff.
Right.
So, and Jack,
I've attached my fancy little signature.
Very nice.
Ferris Woolley made me. So.
Now, Jack, what is the name of our podcast that we will be doing together this year?
So, our name of our podcast is Repercussions, and it is a drummer's podcast, and it's going to be great. We're going to talk to people from the industry and professional drummers from all genres, maybe some session musicians as well, and we're gonna put a spotlight on the unsung heroes of the music world.
Wonderful. Right, we're going to crack on with some proper NFL chat because we keep getting interrupted by daytime hosts, Jack. It's making me sick. We've had the news, we've had daytime, and now we've got After Dark. I'm done.
The daytime is still After Dark, though.
I'm done. Right. Bye, Jack.
Thank you very much for joining us. Jack Napton, we'll see you soon.
Is this just going to be an interruption episode? Is everyone
apparently
just trying to intercept our great content?
This is going to be a quick episode. You are in touchdown featuring half the show.
Yeah. So 27-12 loss to the Bengals, not your finest moment.
No, no deal.
We talked about the Browns beating the Steelers. The Titans getting a really tight win over the Raiders.
An excellent game.
I thought it was a really good game. One of my favourite games in the NFL this year. It's been absolutely sensational.
Also, two nice kits.
Lovely kits. We need to do kit chat one day.
Yes, we do. We'll do our own. We'll make our own kit, a URN kit.
We'll design the URN kit. Add that to the to-do list. Panthers absolutely walloped the Saints. The Patriots got walloped by the Ravens, and I think that really does mark how good Baltimore can be away from home at Foxborough. The first game of the season at home for the Patriots. It just says Ravens are back. One bad loss does not define them. The Lions put up a good fight against the Vikings, but because Kirk Cousins wasn't in prime time, of course he got the win. The Washington Commanders, though, were swept aside by the Philadelphia Eagles. Nothing really happened there. Then the big shock of the week, my for sure win, got absolutely done over. The Colts beat the Kansas City Chiefs 20-17.
That was completely out of the blue. Mm. And it's not even like the Colts have been a team where they've been really competing.
Mm. It's
but
just
all
bizarre.
Of a sudden, they've just taken it to one of the teams that have been doing absolutely best. Like big Mr. Ryan with 222 yards, which isn't actually even
not
a
that much is
amount
it?
Of yards no. at all by any means. Mm. But two touchdowns in a game where it's only 20 points to the winners, that's not a significant amount of points.
And if you actually look at how they actually restrict Mahomes, 262 yards.
Which still is not massive.
Yeah, and 26 yards on the ground too.
Yeah, compared to his regular as well, which is comfortably over 300 in a usual game.
Yeah.
They've pushed him down a bit.
It's not like it's even a difficult... It's not like they're freezing Detroit. Not Detroit, that's a bad example. It's not like they're freezing Buffalo. That's an indoor stadium. That's a bizarre result. And I think it just... It's one of those demonstrations, similar to Sadio Mane for Liverpool, that they need Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill got us out of a few problems last week for the Finns, but it's just very interesting. Chicago Bears got onto a good start against the Texans, and the Chargers were demolished by the Jaguars.
A phenomenal turnout. I did not see that coming. No,
it's bizarre.
Completely out of the blue again. Yeah. Like, the Jaguars aren't a bad side, but 38-10 against a team who've been looking pretty good so far, that was so left field. Not entirely sure what went on there for the Chargers, but you know, something was in the halftime oranges for the Jaguars.
That is always your thing. The halftime oranges solve every problem.
Halftime oranges can make or break a game.
Yeah, totally agree. The Cardinals lost to the LA Rams. Sorry, Margot. Mondays, the Buccaneers. Tom Brady fell short to his foe, Aaron Rodgers. Could that come into play for the NFC tiebreaker if required?
It has to.
I think that could be a very interesting. Both teams will go into more depth on later episodes. The Broncos just beat the 49ers and the Falcons just beat the Seahawks. And then the Cowboys demolished the Giants. We talked about Thursday's really upsetting defeat. I thought the Dolphins played okay, but it's just disappointing. Let's go to NFL. We're really rushing through it. NFL, what should new fans look out for? I'm going to say, and it's going to be from both of us, This week in the NFL, the back of the helmets will have each player's nationality in a chance to represent each team's, the diversity within the NFL. And also, it's a London game week. We didn't have a chance to talk about it this week. We'll go into a bigger review in the history of it next week. But that is what also new fans should look out for. As Minnesota,
especially Ben Meller.
Yeah, Ben Meller.
The Vikings will be playing in London, so he should especially be looking out for that.
Yeah, that is going to be on ITV or Sky Sports, whatever takes your fancy. For sure win, Jake. What's your for sure win?
You know what? I'm going to say it's going to be the Vikings. The Vikings are going to win.
Lovely. And I'm going to say the Saints are going to win, so one of us might be right.
That'd be funny if it's a draw.
Yeah, imagine if it's another tie. And the L legend of the week, I'm going to go... Ooh, I am going to go Thielen, as he scored a touchdown at Twickenham for the Vikings last time. I think he's going to get back.
Very nice.
So who's going to be your legend of the week?
Jack Napton.
Jack Napton.
Because him and I are now running a new podcast together. You should definitely go check out Repercussions on your end.
Lovely stuff. What a way to end the podcast. We are aware this has been a real whirlwind of a podcast, but we're both very busy men. We do appreciate your love, care and attention. So go well, keep it URN. And Jake, what should they keep it?
They should keep it locked.
Keep it locked. Go well.